faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is with Private Detective Candy Myers when they arrive at a hospital in London, England, where, instead of information about a fabulous kingdom under the sea, which they expect from a mortally wounded man named Jude McCoy, they are met with shocking news.
Myers.
Oh, hello, Inspector. This is Clark Kent, a reporter pal of mine from America.
How do you do, Inspector?
How do you do?
Okay. Now, can we see McCoy right away?
No, Myers. I'm afraid you're too late.
Oh, no. You mean he's dead?
Not yet, but he's in a deep coma. And the doctors don't expect him to come out of it.
Well, that fixes us, Kent, but good.
Listen carefully now, gang, to what I'm about to say, because what you'll hear is a warning. That's right, a warning designed to put you on the alert so that you will be aware of a dangerous booby trap. Most of you, I'm sure, know what a booby trap is, but just to jog your memory, I'll tell you that a booby trap is a vicious, deadly device of war. It can be a phony flower pot, a pretty picture on the wall, a comfortable chair. Just anything innocent-looking, but rigged and set to explode the moment it is touched by an unwary sucker. Yes, that is what they are in war. But ideas can be booby traps, too, believe me. You can fall victim to ideas that sound innocent enough when you hear them, but you find that they explode in your face if you attempt to use and apply them in daily life. Now, one phony idea than any other person is not as good as you are because of his race, his origin, or the way he worships God is a booby trap idea. It's deadly, explosive, rigged by bigoted, prejudiced people with premeditated intent to set friend against friend. Yes, that booby trap idea can make a nation weak and a people divided. It can even lead to war. We know that's true because we saw it happen when the German people fell for the phony booby trap idea of the master race. Well, the same thing can happen to us if we fall for that stuff. So let's be on the alert against the phony ideas of racial prejudice and religious bigotry. The idea of booby traps that are waiting for suckers to bite. Let's be aware of the danger and do our utmost to resist attempts to pit Americans against other Americans.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Clark Kent, who is Superman, met Candy Myers in London, England, his private detective friend told him a strange story of Jude McCoy, a famous jewel thief who, in return for permission to live his last few remaining years in peace, offered to reveal the location of a fantastic hiding place under the sea. McCoy, according to Candy, swore that not only were a number of internationally sought criminals hiding out in this fabulous ancient kingdom buried under the Atlantic, but that John Higginson, a famous American scientist, and Sir Alfred Mogridge, a world-renowned British physician, both of whom had mysteriously disappeared before the war, were being held prisoners there. But before McCoy could reveal the location of the undersea's hideaway, he was shot by an unseen assailant. And as we join them now, Clark Kent and Candy Myers are in a hospital anteroom where Inspector Lansing of Scotland Yard has just announced...
Afraid you're too late, gentlemen. McCoy's fallen into deep coma. The doctors don't expect him to come out of it.
Oh, no. Well, that fixes us, Kent, but good.
Come, Myers. Don't take it too hard. After all, this balderdash you mentioned to me of a kingdom of criminals buried under the sea is probably sheer nonsense.
I don't think so, Inspector.
Neither do I. Because if that were so, why should anyone shoot McCoy just when he was telling Candy about it?
Well, I suppose that is a consideration, Mr. Kent.
You doggone tootin' it is.
Inspector. Oh, Inspector.
Yes, Doctor.
I thought perhaps you'd like to know that McCoy may come out of his coma briefly, but...
Oh, boy. Easy, Candy.
So, if you like, you may come and stand by his bedside. Just on a chance, you know.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll follow you. Come, gentlemen.
Under the Atlantic Ocean. Buried Kingdom. Wonderful hideout. Sir Alfred.
Is there a chance that he'll stop raving like this, Doctor?
Yes, I think so, Mr. Kent. Soon.
I can keep the place clean. You gotta believe me,
Myers. Sure, hope this doesn't last long. He gives me the creeps.
If only I can tell you exactly.
Quick, Doctor.
I think he's gone.
No, he's coming out of it.
Kent, if he only lasts long enough to finish what he started to tell me.
He may, Candy. Look, his eyes are opening.
You may speak to him now.
Thanks, Doc. Hiya, dude.
That you, Myers?
Yeah, dude, it's me.
Good. I want to tell you where to find the Underseas Kingdom.
Yeah, go on, fella. Where is this place, huh? What, dude?
Lots of crooks there. Take them. Leave me here.
Sure, boy. I'll leave you here. Now, where?
You better do something, Doctor.
Look, he's going out.
There's nothing more I can do, gentlemen.
Myers, listen.
Yeah, dude, what?
Ask Tippy.
Who?
Tippy.
Tippy?
Yeah. Ask Tippy.
Dude. Hey, dude, listen. Who's Tippy? What?
Hold on, Mr. Myers. McCoy's dead.
Oh, poor guy. He tried his best.
Well, but I'm afraid we didn't get much information.
Maybe we did, Inspector. If we could find this Tippy he spoke of.
Yeah, if.
That may be a bit difficult in a city such as London.
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's discuss this outside.
Does the name Tippy ring a bell with you, Candy?
Well, I seem to remember having heard the name Tippy somewhere.
It certainly is an odd name.
Yeah. Could it be the name of a child? Or someone's nickname?
Could very well be.
No, it's not a kid.
No. What about a pet? A puppy, maybe, or
a... Wait a minute, I got it.
Really, old man?
For Pete's sake, Candy, what is it?
Tippy is the name of a parrot.
A parrot?
My word.
Yeah, a little parrot with green and yellow feathers. And get this, Tippy is Dude McCoy's parrot.
Are you sure?
Positive. Tippy and I had quite a conversation while I sat in McCoy's garden waiting for him one day.
Well, I'll
You
be
mean we've got to talk with a parrot about the location of this fantastic kingdom under the sea?
That's what McCoy said. Ask Tippy, he said.
Extraordinary.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go out to McCoy's place and have a chat with Tippy.
Grab your hats, gents, and follow me.
Remember which room the parrot's in, Candy?
Sure. The last time I was here, Dude put him in that back parlor over there.
Well, lead the way, Myers.
Okay, come on.
Uh-oh.
What now, Ken?
You'll see, Inspector.
He should be right of... Jumping Jemima!
What is it, old man?
He's gone, Inspector.
What?
Tippy, the parrot, he's gone.
Are you quite sure?
Yeah, there's the stand of his cage hung on.
Empty, by Jove.
Maybe he's in another room. Let's have a look.
Don't bother, Candy. Parrot's nowhere in this house.
How do you know? Did you look in all the rooms?
Yes, I did. Now look, Inspector, do you mind if we ask the constable outside if the parrot was here when he arrived?
That's a splendid idea, splendid.
Ah, why didn't I think of that?
Constable, will you come here, please?
Right away, sir.
Come right inside and close the door behind you, please. Now, constable, tell me. Did you go over this cottage when you arrived on duty?
I did, sir. I went over the place carefully, sir.
Very good. Do you recall seeing a parrot anywhere on these premises?
No, sir. There wasn't no parrot here, sir.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, sir, I am, that.
Just as I thought.
Just as you thought?
Certainly. If McCoy was shot to keep him from telling you the secret of the Underseas Kingdom...
Think whoever did that put the snatch on the parrot for the same reason?
Exactly.
That's a sound deduction, by Joe. Very sound indeed.
I guess so. But we gotta find that parrot. We got to, because he's the only clue we've got to the location of the Underseas Kingdom, where Higginson and Mulgridge are.
Finding that bird, my friend, will be a job too tough even for Superman, I'm afraid.
After all, there must be thousands of such birds in London, you know.
Just the same, I'm gonna
hold
find
it. Hold
that.
It. Hold it. Don't move.
Well, what's up?
Quiet. Man? Quiet, everyone. I'm going to open this door to the garden. I think there's something funny going on out there.
Thank you.
Candy Myers and the two London police officers stand rigid as Clark Kent cautiously opens the door that leads out on a little garden.
We'll know what Kent saw out there in just a moment when we return for the suspenseful climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, gang, no one has much use for a blowhard. He's the kind of a guy who's always full of hot air. He's got the right word for every occasion and is always set with a ready-made speech that rolls glibly off the tip of his tongue. But has anyone ever seen a blowhard really do anything? You bet you haven't. And what's more, you never will. Well, some blowhards are sort of harmless. The worst thing they do is make a nuisance of themselves. But some of them get all loaded up with hot air about people. And when they start spouting their phony ideas of race prejudice and bigotry, well, then you kind of find yourself counting to 10 to keep from letting them have a sock in the nose. But violence never does any good with characters of that kind. You got to be able to out-talk them with facts, real solid facts that prove all men are created equal. And what's even more important, you've got to live that kind of thinking. That's brotherhood. And that's what makes for peace. You see, when you treat everyone like a regular Joe, no matter what the color of his skin or the way he worships God, then you're living brotherhood. You can do it in little ways. If you're scouting a good baseball player or your team, don't look at his skin color. Look at his throwing arm. If you need a new pitcher, don't ask his religion. Ask to see him sizzle a curve across the plate. That's the way you can show you really believe in brotherhood. Not by talking, by doing. By living up to brotherhood every day. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
While talking with Candy Myers and Inspector Lansing in a small cottage once occupied by Dude McCoy, Clark Kent, who is Superman, suddenly cautioned them to be quiet. Then, slowly opening a door leading into the garden, Kent rushes out, followed by the others.
No, you don't.
Let me go. Come on, let me go, I say.
I got him, Kent.
Stand still,
let
you.
Let me go, I say.
Who are you, man? What are you doing here, eh?
Who wants to know?
Inspector Lansing, Scotland Yard.
Oh, begging your pardon, Governor. My name's Higgins, sir. Alf Higgins. And I won't do nothing. Oh, blimey, I won't.
Oh, give me that. What were you snooping around for?
Just curiosity is all. Just curiosity, seeing as how I knew the blighter that was shot here today.
Oh, you did, eh? Well,
look, Alf. Did you know the man's parrot?
Tippy?
Yes. Sure, I knowed him. Knowed him well, too.
You did, eh?
But he ain't here no more neither, Tippy ain't.
How do you know that, Higgins?
Yeah, come on, give. How did you know that parrot wasn't here?
Why, because I seen what happened to Tippy right after his master was shot.
You did?
Yes. I seen it with my own two eyes, I did.
Come inside, Mr. Higgins. You're just the man we're looking for.
Confident now that they are definitely on the trail of the missing parrot who holds the key to the kingdom under the sea, Clark Kent and Candy Myers prepare to question the sly Cockney. But does Higgins know the right answers? Will our friends now be able to find the way to the hideout described by Dude McCoy, the fantastic underseas kingdom, where two famous missing men of science are held prisoner by international criminals? Tomorrow's episode is jam-packed with mystery and excitement, gang, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling chapter of Kingdom Under the Sea on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.